This edition of the FPP Freedom Minute is brought to you by the Doublespeak Dictionary. The Doublespeak Dictionary by Leslie Starr O'Hara satirizes the marked difference between the ideal of we the people and the reality of we the elite, while offering an insightful glimpse into the clockworks of the totalitarian mind. Ever irreverent, but never irrelevant, the Doublespeak Dictionary serves as a subversive and humorous, but timely reminder that the emperor has no clothes. The Doublespeak Dictionary is available from Amazon.com and all major bookstores. On April 18th, while the media was following the story of the Boston bombing, the U.S. House of Representatives passed CISPA. CISPA is the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. And this is actually the second time that CISPA has passed the House of Representatives. Kurt Opsahl, senior staff attorney for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, said CISPA is a poorly drafted bill that would provide a gaping exception to bedrock privacy law. Rainey Raitman, the EFF activism director, said, "This bill undermines the privacy of millions of internet users. Hundreds of thousands of internet users opposed this bill, joining the White House and internet security experts in voicing concerns about the civil liberties ramifications of CISPA. We're committed to taking this fight to the Senate and fighting to ensure no law which would be so detrimental to online privacy is passed on our watch." Fight for the Future reports that CISPA will allow the government to spy on you without a warrant, make it so you can't even find out about it after the fact, make it so that companies can't be sued when they do illegal things with your data, allow corporations to cyber attack each other and individuals outside of the law, and make every privacy policy on the web a moot point while violating the Fourth Amendment. EFF further states, CISPA's definition of cyber threat information includes information directly pertaining to a threat to confidentiality, but what does that mean? The definition encompasses measures designed for preventing authorized restrictions on access, including means for protecting proprietary information, which is not defined and could be read to include copyrighted information. For example, one type of restriction on access that is designed to protect proprietary information is digital rights management, or DRM. The bill itself states that cyber threat information shared in accordance with paragraph 1 shall be exempt from disclosure under section 552 of Title 5 of the U.S. Code, commonly called the Freedom of Information Act. The actual policies and procedures authorized by the bill are not known because they will not be written until after the bill becomes law, assuming that it passes the Senate and is not vetoed by President Obama. On the bright side, the bill has been killed once before, and according to a White House statement on administration policy, President Obama's senior advisors would recommend that he veto the bill unless it is amended to include better privacy and civil liberties protections and transparent oversight. Even with the threat of a veto, the fight against CISPA is not over. We must once again convince the Senate to kill this bill. In other news, Ballot Access News reports on April 18th, the Tennessee Senate unanimously passed SR 37, which sets up a Senate commission to study ballot access for minor parties. Because this is just a Senate study, the resolution is now passed. There is no involvement with the House or the governor. On April 17th, the New Hampshire Senate Election Law and Veteran Affairs Committee passed HB 521, a bill to study all current New Hampshire election laws and procedures and review all options to increase participation and access to the ballot. Unfortunately, the committee also amended the bill at the request of the sponsor to delete the subject of ballot access. The sponsor said the subject of ballot access is too complicated for a committee that will have only a few members and won't have much time to make for its study. And finally, on April 19th, the Montana legislature passed SB 408, which provides that the November 2014 ballot will ask voters if they wish to pass a top two primary system. Because this is just a measure to put a question on a ballot, it does not need to go to the governor. This has been the FPP Freedom Minute, radio.fpp.cc.